Hello, welcome to another telecast with Popey. This one probably sounds a little bit different because I'm at home and I figured out how to record audio using my desktop PC. It was a little challenging because for some reason Telegram on the desktop decided to use my built-in microphone on my laptop, and it turns out you can't switch that in Telegram. You have to switch it using something like Pulse Audio Volume Control, PAVU Control, and then you have to restart Telegram. Those are the key steps. So if anyone wants to do this, that's what you have to do. And another tip, there's a special channel in Telegram called Saved Messages where you can like bookmark things and save things for yourself. So you can actually practice in there without spamming other channels with audio messages. So that's a useful tip you've picked up today. The other thing I wanted to mention, admin-wise, was I still haven't figured out how to get the audio out of Telegram and into something else in an automated, easy way. There was a discussion earlier on today about, you know, maybe using some script or some tool that might be able to do that. And I'm willing to do that, actually. I'm willing to have some kind of cron job or something, a shell script that runs somewhere, and I could use the Telegram API, if that's possible, to get the audio out and then post it somewhere else. If someone wants to have a go at trying to do that, I'd appreciate it, and I'd be happy to test it out and see if we can get it working. It doesn't have to be a shell script, it could be Python. That's probably going to be easier because I imagine there are examples for extracting stuff out of Telegram with Python, and I would also imagine there are ways to post to SoundCloud and similar services with Python. But if anyone has any ideas or sample code that I could check out, do let me know. So the thing I wanted to actually talk about with the admin out of the way, last night I did a bit of a tweet storm after upgrading my laptop. My T450 ThinkPad has been running KDE Neon for about 18 months now, and I thought it might be time to upgrade to 1904. The thing that triggered this was there seems to be a bug in 1804 Pulse Audio, and I haven't been able to get an easily reproducible set of circumstances. You may have heard this if you've heard me on any podcasts in the last 6 months or so, but sometimes my audio will just switch. It's like it changes bitrate or something, and it will either become like a really high pitch like Mickey Mouse, or go really low pitch like Barry White. And I'll be in Hangouts or Mumble, it's not specific to any one application, and the audio will just switch. And everyone laughs at me because my voice sounds stupid all of a sudden. And I've not been able to figure it out. I did file a bug, but I can't get any specific debug info out. I've tried newer versions of Pulse Audio as well. Martin built me a new version of Pulse Audio in a PPA, and I tried that, and that didn't fix it either. So I got a bit frustrated last night and decided, stuff this, I'm going to upgrade and see if that fixes it. So we'll soon find out. If you're listening to this and my voice sounds like Mickey Mouse or Barry White, then I haven't fixed it. So what I did to upgrade was I just edited the sources.list on my laptop and changed it from Bionic to Disco. I jumped straight from 1804 to 1904, skipping the ones in between. And then did an apt update. Oh, and I also commented out a couple of PPAs and did an apt update. And then I installed apt. I did an apt install apt and dpackage just to get the newest versions of those, because I figure it might be useful to do that. I wasn't following any guide. I was making it up as I go along. I've done this before. And then I just did an apt dist upgrade. Now, it went through and downloaded a whole load of packages and then burned through, you know, the amount of time that it takes to download and then upgrade all the packages. And that worked. Well, I say it worked. It fell over a couple of times and I had to restart it. And there were a couple of packages where there were conflicts, where there were two different packages that had the same file in them. And I kind of expected that because I had some packages from a PPA, from the KDE Neon repository, and also from the Ubuntu archive. And this is not like a super supported process to just dist upgrade from one release to any arbitrary future release. I say not supported, as in if you go into HashUbuntu or ask Ubuntu, they might be a bit wary about giving you support because it's such an unknown quantity and it's never tested by the Ubuntu QA people. but it's supported in that, you know, it technically should work. And I did manage to get myself upgraded eventually. I've made some notes about what I did. I'm kind of loath to publish them because I don't want people to use it as a guide, a blueprint to how you could upgrade from, you know, one release to another. But I'm interested to hear what you think about whether I should share that information, because there are a couple of tips in there about how I got out of a couple of sticky situations. But anyway, I upgraded all the way. I got to 1904, and I also installed the Unity session because I quite like Unity, and I thought, well, I could maybe have a look at Unity in 1904, see if that still works okay. But at the moment, I've booted into the default GNOME desktop session, and I've got all the same applications open, and I've my system is, you know, much the same as it was when I was running KDE, only with a different desktop. In my tweet storm last night, I kind of whittered on a little bit about how, you know, it doesn't really matter what distro you run, and yeah, stop being so super passionate and argumentative online about it. Just use what you like and don't feel you have to argue with people about the choices that they've made. And it's not like a massive signal of anything that I happen to have switched away from KDE. I still love KDE and I think it's brilliant. And on my hardware with the software that I use, KDE performs better than GNOME Shell. It's comparable with Unity. I'm not sure whether I'll stick on GNOME Shell. I'm using it at the moment, and if I find any bugs, I'll report them. In fact, I found one today. But I suspect I'll probably at some point switch back to Unity or maybe KDE Neon, because I find GNOME Shell a little bit too heavyweight, a little bit too slow for me. But that's just me on my four-year-old laptop. It might be better on other machines or with other setups. But one thing I did want to mention is the whole process of upgrades. And I find it funny when you see online the, in inverted commas, expert advice from everyone is always nuke from orbit, always wipe the system out and do a clean install, always. And I hear that from a lot of long-time Linux experts, whether they're Ubuntu users or not. You know, I hear this from Linux Mint users, I hear it from Elementary users. Apparently Elementary doesn't technically support upgrades, so that may be why they do it. But I've always been of the opinion that I should be able to keep my system as it is and just upgrade the operating system components, much like a rolling release, like, you know, with something like Manjaro or Arch or any of the other Arch-based distros. You just upgrade all the packages as you go through. It's a little different on Ubuntu because we have 6 monthly releases, and so there's a lot to upgrade in one go, but it's not all that different. You know, you're just upgrading a bunch of packages. And I don't quite understand why rolling distros get off scot-free saying you just keep rolling, just keep upgrading, but distros like Ubuntu, everyone says wipe it and reinstall. Why don't you just upgrade? Like, why not just do what all the others do? And I think part of it is we don't fail gracefully when we upgrade, if we fail during an upgrade. So for example, let's say, for example, there's some session process or something else that's really core to the desktop, or maybe the login manager is broken or your video driver is broken. If any of those three components break, then when you reboot after the upgrade, it's entirely possible you'll get a black screen, or you might get the wallpaper and a mouse cursor and nothing else. And I think normal people get to that point and think, well, that's broken, and just wipe it and reinstall. And I think that's a shame. It really saddens me that we, in 2019 on Linux, when we upgrade from one release to another, we don't have a good way to recover from those kind of situations. You know, it's not as easy as putting a USB key in and pressing a button and it says, okay, I've fixed that for you. There may be tools to do that, but there doesn't seem to be a unified tool that says, okay, I'm going to fix your stuff now. Oh yeah, I've identified you're missing this package, or I've identified this thing is incorrectly configured, or do you know what? I'll roll this thing back. I think there's probably a gap in the market for that, to kind of like un-knacker your system after an upgrade. But it's one of those things, it's like a fire extinguisher. You don't need it until there's a fire. And so, you know, do you bother the investment of going and getting one? It's like insurance. It's an insurance policy. And I worry that even if someone went to the effort of making such a tool or a set of utilities that could unknacker a system, would anyone download it? Would anyone be able to be empowered to find it, or would they just have a blank screen and think, well, that's busted, and do a reinstall? I don't know. What do you think? Let me know after my long ramble. I think this is the longest ramble so far, in the usual place on Telegram. As always, you can find all these in the Telecast with Popey Telegram channel. Also, let me know what you think of the audio. Is it better having this from a desktop PC? I tend to, because I'm sat down and I'm in front of my computer, I can sit and ramble for longer than just holding a phone while standing in a corridor or something. I don't know what's better. Maybe this could have been split into two telecasts. I don't know. I'd love to hear your feedback. Thanks for listening. See you all soon. Bye.